What's the matter, Steve?
I can't get to sleep. It's so hot.
Shall I open the windows?
They're wide open already.
What time is it?
I don't know. We seem to have been in bed for hours.
I'll switch the light on.
It's a quarter to four.
I thought it was later than that.
I'm going out onto the balcony. I simply must get a breath of air.
Yes, all right. Pass me my cigarette case.
Oh, darling, you're not going to smoke. Not now.
All right.
It's a heavenly night.
I thought you said it was too hot.
Not out here, it isn't.
I'm going to sleep.
Paul?
What is it?
There's someone next door, talking to Miss Jeans. I can hear them.
So what?
Well, darling, it is a quarter to four.
You're probably imagining things. Come on, get into bed and try to sleep.
Paul? Come over here. To the balcony.
No, I'm too comfy where I am.
Paul, please.
What is it?
You know that man in Augusta? The American?
Colonel Marquand, yes?
He's next door. He's talking to Miss Jeans.
Don't be silly.
Paul, I'm certain it's Marquand. Absolutely certain. I heard his voice that night at the gate of the Villa Negara.
Wait a minute. Where's my dressing gown? Here it is.
Listen.
I can't hear a darn thing.
Listen.
What makes you think that's Marquand? I'm not even sure it's Miss Jeans.
Go out onto the balcony.
All right.
Don't argue the point, Sydney. How could I possibly tell you beforehand?
You told Armstrong?
I did not tell Armstrong.
Now do you believe me?
Yes. Yes, it's Marquand, all right.
If you want my frank opinion, this Sullivan business is beginning to get on my nerves. I don't like it.
You're not expected to like it. Now listen to me, Sydney. Don't start jumping the rails. Play the whole thing the way I told you, and we'll be sitting pretty.
I don't know. I don't like it, Arthur. Things are far trickier than I expected. Look at this Quinn business, for instance.
Oh, for Pete's sake, forget Quinn. I've told you. There's nothing to worry about. Once we've got the glasses, the rest should be child's play.
But we haven't got the glasses.
It's a pity Armstrong was disturbed.
If Temple's got the glasses, he carries them about with him, or she does. At any rate, they're not in the room.
How do you know?
I searched it.
Did she, by Jove?
When?
They went out for a walk. They were gone about three quarters of an hour. I went over the room with a tooth comb. Believe me, the glasses aren't in the room.
We've got to get those glasses, Sydney. I don't give two hoots how we get them, but we've got to get them.